Turning to other news now, President Bush today announced the capture of an alleged al-Qaeda leader, calling him one of the world's most lethal terrorists. Ridwan Isamuddin, popularly known by his nom de guerre, Hambali, was arrested sometime in the past few days in Southeast Asia.
The president revealed Hambali's capture while speaking to thousands of Marines at a naval airfield near San Diego.
He's a known killer. He was a close associate of September the 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Hambali was one of the world's most lethal terrorists, who is suspected of planning major terrorist operations, including that which occurred in Bali, Indonesia, and other recent attacks.
President Bush speaking earlier today at Miramar Naval Air Station. Isamuddin is a senior member of a radical Islamist group, the Jamaa Islamiyah, which reportedly has close ties with al-Qaeda.
NPR's Michael Sullivan covers Southeast Asia for us. He has tracked the hunt for Hambali in recent years and is on the line with us now from New Delhi. Michael, what do we know so far about where and how Hambali was captured?
We don't really know a lot at this point. U.S. officials are only saying that he was captured in the past few days. They won't say specifically when. And they say he was captured in an unnamed country in Southeast Asia, but they won't say which one. And they say he's now being held by U.S. authorities in a different country. And that's about all they're saying at this point.
What do we know about Hambali himself?
Well, we know that he's the alleged operational head of Jamaa Islamiyah, which is the regional Southeast Asian terror group whose goal is the creation of a pan-Islamic state in the region, encompassing Indonesia and the Philippines and Malaysia and Singapore and parts of Thailand. And it's also clear that he helped plan the December 2001 plot to bomb several targets in Singapore, including the U.S., the British, and the Australian embassies there. That plot was foiled by local authorities. It's also pretty clear at this point that Hambali met with a group of Jamaa Islamiyah operatives in Thailand in early 2002 to discuss plans to attack soft targets in the region, like nightclubs and bars and restaurants. And then, of course, in October of 2002, we saw the Bali bomb blasts, which killed more than 200 people, mostly Australian tourists. And that was the worst terrorist attack in terms of loss of life since 9/11. So really a nasty piece of work.
Is it at all clear whether or not he has direct ties to Osama bin Laden?
It's fairly clear that he does. I mean, when he was originally recruited in Jamaa Islamiyah, Hambali went to Afghanistan, and it was there that he made contact with al-Qaeda, and in fact trained with them. And when he came back to Southeast Asia, he seemed to be operating in dual roles, to be wearing two hats, essentially, as the operational chief of Jamaa Islamiyah and as a senior al-Qaeda member sitting on their ruling council. In fact, one of the only non-Arab to sit on the head.
And just quickly, how strong a blow is this against the terrorist network in Southeast Asia?
It's too early to tell at this point. I mean, intelligence sources say that Jamaa Islamiyah is a very tightly controlled, very compartmentalized terror organization. And if you get rid of someone like Hambali, I mean, he's very important. But because these cells operate independently, there are many others out there, these sources believe, and they're capable of carrying out more attacks. And as we saw with the attack on the JW Marriott in Jakarta just a few days ago, I mean, there are people willing to lay down their lives for Jamaa Islamiyah.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.